name of Jesus, I speak.
奉主耶稣圣名说话。
First and foremost, I give thanks to God for giving us this energy and strength to continue with our study of His Word.
感谢神让我们有这个体力精神能够继续来查考神的话。
So for this lessons, we are going to look at 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
我们今天晚上要开始继续来查考第三章。
We shall focus ourselves from verse 11 onwards.
我们从第三章的十一节开始。
Chapter 3, verse 11.
哥林多前书第三章的第十一节。
For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ.
所以因为那已经立好根基，立好的根基就是耶稣基督。
Here Paul talks about the foundation.
保罗在这里提到根基。
We know that he established the church at Corinth.
因为他建立了在哥林多的教会。
And the foundation of the church of Corinth is Jesus Christ.
那么哥林多教会的根基就是耶稣基督。
And that foundation has been laid by Paul.
那么这个根基由保罗已经弄好了。
So no other foundation should be laid apart from that which has been laid.
那么在这个已经立好的根基之上不能够再立有别的根基。
I think Paul made it very clear to us.
保罗在这里给我们讲得很清楚。
When we build the church of God, we should build upon the foundation of Jesus Christ.
就是我们要建立这个教会的根基就是要建立在耶稣基督的身上。
If Jesus is the foundation of his church, and what does it mean?
那么若是这耶稣基督是这教会的根基那这是什么意思？
I think we can look at it from various perspectives.
我们可以从不同的方向来看这个问题。
We know that the foundation of the church is the truth.
因为这个，比方说教会的根基是真理。
And that cannot be changed.
那么这不能改变。
The truth of the church is inspired by God.
因为这个建立教会的这个真理是由神来的。
So when we build the church of God, we must follow this truth that we have received.
所以当我们要建立教会根基的时候呢要根据的我们从神领受来的真理。
I thank God for giving me this opportunity to engage in some sort of literary ministry.
感谢神让我在文宣方面有些学习。
And I get involved in this ministry work because I feel that maybe I can serve God in this area.
那么我在文献方面我想说我可以在这方面有点这个学习。
So I'd try to rewrite what I have learned in the church.
所以呢我就想把我在教会所学习的把它写上去。
Reorganize the teachings that I have received in the church.
就是把我所听过的这些道理再次整理起来。
Like the baptism, Holy Spirit, and the one true church, and the one true God.
比方说这个受洗受圣灵这个真教会还有独一真神。
In the process of writing this teachings, I realized that what the early workers have received.Truly came from the Lord.
那么在我在重新整理这些的时候我就发觉到就是早期的工人他们是从神得到的这些真理的启示。
And this cannot be changed.
那么这个不能改变。
We know that before a church can expand,
我们知道这个教会可以扩展。
The church must first be built upon Jesus.
但是呢在还没扩展之前一定要是建立在耶稣基督的身上。
We know that the true Jesus church has been established for more than 80 years.
我们知道我们真耶稣教会被建立到现在已经有80多年了。
So we believe that, firmly believe that the church has been given a foundation, which is from God himself.
所以我们知道是教会的根基是从神来的这个真理做基础。
So this foundation cannot be changed.
所以这个根基是不能改变的。
So the truth cannot be changed.
所以这个真理是不能改变。
Not only the truth cannot be changed, sometimes I feel that the order of the church must not be simply altered.
不仅
是 order in the church
啊，不仅是这个真理不能改变，但是教会的这个秩序啊，也是啊不能改变。
Because it has been passed down from one generation to another
啊，因为已经从这个上一代传承到下一代
啊 ，so we must respect the order that the Lord has given to the church
啊，所以呢，对这个啊传承的这个秩序啊，我们要尊重神所给予我们的
啊。I feel that that is also part of what we have received。
那么我也觉得这也是我们啊从啊神所领受的部分
啊。When we look at this foundation again，
那我们看这个根基
啊。This foundation can mean also the attributes of God。
啊，这个根基啊，事实上也是有关于这个神性的问题
啊 ，like the nature of God。
啊，或者是说讲的这个神的这个性情啊问题。
We turn to Ephesians。
我们看以弗所书
啊。Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书的第四章。
We read verse 16.
我们从十六节读起。
Chapter 4, verse 16.
以弗所书第四章十六节。
From whom the whole body joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edification of itself in love.
说全身靠着他联络得合适，百节各按各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐的增长，在爱中建立自己。
Here it talks about love.
在这边有提到爱。
So this is the very basic nature of God.
所以呢，讲说神最基这个最基本的这个性情就是他的爱。
So when we build the church of God.
所以让我们建立这个神的教会。
In our work for God, we must always manifest this very nature of the Lord.
当我们在为神做事的时候呢，我们一定要在工作当中表现出爱。
This is the foundation as well.
那么这是根基的问题。
Now we come back to chapter 3.
那我们再回到第三章。
Here Paul says that some people build on this foundation with different materials.
那么保罗在讲说，有些人在这根基上呢，他用不同的材料在建造。
Some use gold, silver, or other use precious stone or wood, hay, and straw.
就是说有人用这个金银宝石，或者是草木和靴。
Verse 13 he says each one's work will become manifest.
那么十三节说个人的工程必然要显露。
So for the day will declare it because it will be revealed by fire.
所以因为那日子将要将它表明出来，有火花现。
So we find that our work will be revealed by fire.
所以呢，我们知道我们的工程呢要有被这个火来考验。
In verse 13 it says the day here obviously I believe it refers to the second coming of Jesus.
在这里说那日子我相信是主耶稣第二次再来的时候。
So when he comes again, then our work shall be made manifest.
所以当主耶稣再来的那日子，我们的工作呢要表明出来。
Revealed by fire to see whether our work is acceptable or not in the sight of God.
就是要让火来试验到底我们的工程是不是经得起考验。
So we must be very careful with with the work that we have done or with the work that we are doing for God.
所以呢，我对于我们所做的。或者是正在做的工作，我们都要很小心谨慎。
We must remember that everything that we have done has to pass through fire, whether we like it or not.
我们要知道，不管我们喜不喜欢，我们所做的都要经过火的考验。
Our Lord Jesus Christ will be the final judge to determine whether our work passed the test.
主耶稣他是最后的审判者要考验到底我们的工作我们工程经得起考验或者什么。
Here it says that some people works will endure.If their works endures, what happens? They will receive a reward.
在这里说若是工程存得住的话呢，他就要说奖赏。
If anyone's work is burned, he will suffer loss.
那么这工程若是被烧了，他就要说亏损。
So if a person works fail, then he will suffer loss. He will fail as well.
所以工程若是毁了，那他要说亏损了。
Now the question is this.
那问题在这里。
How can our work pass the test?
就是我们的工作怎么能够经过火的考验
When we talk about different type of material
因为我们谈到各种不同的这个材料
We know that different material refers to different things in the Bible. It can be a prefigurations of different things
有关于这些不同的材料当然在圣经里头有它的这个 啊，这个啊，对他的预言啊，就是说不同的这个工作的性质
啊。To know whether our work can pass the test or not, we need to look at the works of Jesus Christ.
啊，所以要知道说我们的工程能够经过火的考验，还能站立得住。那我们要看主耶稣他的工作。
Now, when Jesus was on earth, how did he perform his ministry work?
啊，主耶稣在世上的时候啊，他怎样子做这个福音的工作？
啊 ，First, he did the work with faith in the Father.
啊，首先呢，他就是。他在做工的时候是存着他对父神的信心。
So in the Gospel of John chapter 8, we are told that whatever he did, he actually heard it from the Father.
所以在根基耶福音第八章主耶稣他所说的是从父那边传来的。
Whatever work he did.
他所做的工作。
He received instruction from the Father.
是从神那边来的这个教导。
So it shows that Jesus Christ has faith in the command of the Father.
表示说主耶稣对父神的话有信心。
Today if we say we have faith,
那么今天都是说我们说有信心的话。
We have faith in doing the work of God.
我们有信心来做神的工。
Then our faith must be in line with the teachings of the Bible.
那我们的工作呢要完全根据圣经的原则。
So whatever we do,
不管是我们做什么
should reflect the very basic principle of the scriptures.
就是要完全根据这个圣经的原则而行。
So this is faith in God.
这是表示我们对父神有信心。
Meaning that on our part there must be total submission.
表示说在我们个人方面要有完全的顺服。
I think the Bible has given us many good examples to follow.
我想圣经里头有给我们很多很好的这个样式。
For example, Noah.
比如说挪亚
he built the ark.
他造方舟
The Bible says he followed exactly what the Lord has instructed him to do.
圣经说他是照着神所吩咐他的去做
And this idea is scattered, is repeated quite many times in chapter 6 and chapter 7 of Genesis.
在创世纪第六章第七章这一句话有重复的提过几次
Let's look at Moses.
我们看摩西
After he had built the tabernacle.
摩西他造了会幕
and the Lord says that he has done everything in accordance to what he has commanded him.
那么这个神也是说他是照着这个神所指示他的样式去做
This is faith.
那么这就是信心
Faith must be accompanied by submission on our part to the principle of God.
这个信心就是从我们对神这个完全顺服他的指示去做的一种表现。
Sometimes we find that to submit to God, to abide by the rules of God, is never easy.
我们发现到要完全照着神的那个指示去做并不是容易。
But we need to understand our work have to pass through test.
但是我们要知道我们的工程要经过火的试验。
So in order to pass the test, we must follow what the Lord says.
那么为了能够经得起火的考验我们要顺服神所指示我们的去做。
If we look at the work of Jesus again,
若是我们看着主耶稣的工作
we find that he revealed the virtues of the Father.
因为他显示这个神他的美德。
Basically, he introduced the Father to the world through his good works.
借着他的好的工作把这个神的神性来向人表明出来。
Today when we serve the Lord,
今天我们在服侍神
we need to do the same thing.
我们也要同样的这样做
so that the church can see our good works.
所以呢别人可以看出我们的好的工作
people around us can witness for themselves the good works that we have done.
在我们周遭的人可以看出我们这个做出来好的工作
that's why the Bible says Jesus is a compassionate God.
所以圣经讲说主耶稣他是一个这个蛮有慈悲怜悯的父神。
He is full of loving kindness.
他是蛮有慈悲怜悯的心。
Because he came to this world to save and to bring a grace to others.
因为主耶稣到世上来要拯救我们而且把神的恩典带给我们。
In order to manifest this goodness of the Lord,
为着要表现出这个神这方面的良善
we find that Jesus was very patient and he was very sacrificial.
主耶稣我们可以看见他非常有耐心而且他是完全牺牲自己
that's why his good works were seen by many.
啊，所以主耶稣所展现出来的这个善行啊，被啊大家所看得见。
Again, if you look at the work of Jesus when he was on earth,
啊，那我们看见主耶稣的工作啊，他也是充满了爱。
The work of God on earth, on earth. He revealed God's righteousness.
啊，这个啊，他也主耶稣也表现出这个神的这个公义。
He actually brought righteousness into the world.
啊，主耶稣带着神的公义到世上来。
We know that righteousness simply means sinlessness, no sin.
啊，这个因为以这个神的义啊来啊来代替我们的这个不义。
If I say I'm righteous today.
啊，若是我称我自己是有义的。
Or rather, if God deems me righteous.
啊，或者说是神看我为有义。
What does it mean?
那是什么意思？
It means that I'm without sin.
啊，表示说我没有罪。
My sin has been wiped away by the Lord.
啊，就是说我的罪已经被神所勾除了。
So if you look at our works today.
啊，所以我们今天看我们自己的工作。
Does it bring righteousness to the church?
啊，是不是那带着这个公义啊，到这个神的教会？
Does it help the believers grow to be more righteous?
啊，是不是帮助这个信徒啊，能够在这个神的义上成长？
So if we can follow this example of Jesus,
啊，所以我们都是能够啊来效法主耶稣这个榜样。
Surely when our work is being tested, we can pass through the fire.
那么我们的工程都是被火来试验，一定能够经得起考验。
We know that sometimes this the test may come anytime.
啊，我们知道有时候这个考验是随时会来到。
Maybe immediately after we have done a piece of work, then test comes immediately.
啊，有时候是当我们刚完成一个工作的时候，这个考验就来了。
I want you to give you an example from the Bible.
啊，从这个圣经里头给大家一个一个例子。
And let you think about it.
啊，让大家来思考一下。
And to see whether this piece of work is acceptable or has passed through the test of God or not.
那么看见这个工作啊，到底是不是值得啊？是不是能够经过火的试验，而且站立得住？
If you say this work can pass through the fire or has passed through the fire, give me the reason why.
啊，你都是觉得说这个工作啊能够经过火的考验，那么请给我它的原因是何在？
Return to John chapter 12.
我们看约翰福音的第十二章。
John chapter 12.
约翰福音第十二章。
We read, I think we know this story very well from verse 1 to verse 8.
我们想这个从第一节到第八节，这个故事我们大家都很熟悉才对。
Because here it talks about this Mary anointed Jesus Christ.
因为在这边有提到这个伯大尼的玛利亚用香膏抹主。
And she anointed Jesus with a pound of very costly oil of spikenard.
因为他用一个这个一斤极重的这个真拿达香膏来抹耶稣。
Now, can you tell me if this kind of work is done in the church, can it pass through fire?
那么我若是这样的工作，今天就坐在教会里头，那是不是能够经得起火的考验
？Why do you think it can pass through fire?
那么你为什么觉得这种工作可以经过火的考验
？Anyone?Yes.
He said, "Because this is from a good motive, made."
Okay.Yes, that is one of the points. Okay. No. Because Jesus approved it. Yes.
因为主耶稣他这个允许这件事情。
But the approval came after the work has been tested. Yeah.
但是这个主耶稣的允许必须要这个工作经得起考验。 because she anointed this the perfume on Jesus' feet. It revealed that her humility.
Okay, maybe I have not asked my question very clearly. I'm going to paraphrase my question.
或许我必须要再重复 讲一下我的问题, 因为不是讲得很清楚。
Do you think her work has been tested? Or her work was tested?
你想她的工作是不是有经过, 就是说要被考验, 或者是已经有经过考验?
How do you know? Yes. The work has been tested, yeah, because she was criticized by, you know, a group of people, in particular Judas.
这个工作是有经过考验，因为经过批评，尤其是这个加略人的犹大。
We know that the criticism is not a constructive criticism.
而且知道这个犹大的批评并不是这个正面的好的批评。
It was intended to destroy it.
事实上呢，他的批评就是要摧毁他的这个善心。
How do you know that she passed the test?
那你们怎么知道他有经过，就说经过这个考验过了？
How do you know?
Based on what Jesus said in verse 8, that you always have a poor with you, but you don't have my presence with you.
Now, if you look at the entire story, we know that Mary loved Jesus very much. That's why she offered everything that she had to Jesus.
她把一生这个所有的都献上了。
We find that her offering will not be complete if she did not offer it with humility and respect for the Lord.
但是她的工作若是没有经过她的就是谦卑跟她对主耶稣爱的话呢，就没有完成。How
do you know that she was humble before God?
那我们怎么知道说她在神面前她是谦卑？
Because the Bible says she wiped his feet with her hair.
因为在这里提到说呢，她用这个头发去擦干。
And then what happened? The fragrance filled the house.
然后呢，就是这屋里就满了膏的香气。
We can give the best to God.
我们可以把最好的献上。
But if it is not offered with a heart of humility.
但是都不是用一个谦卑的心去做的话，
this work will not be accepted.
那么这就不能被接受了。
We can be very talented.
我们可以说很有这个恩赐才能。
We give everything that we have to God.
我们把最好的献上。
But if it is not done in humility,
但是都不是用谦卑的心来做，
the work is in vain.
那么所做的就没有果效了。
Not only that, we find that when she was criticized,
不管如此，就是他被批评的时候，
she kept silence.
他没有讲一句话。
You know, sometimes when we try to defend ourselves,
因为有时候我们要为自己辩护的时候，
in the process of defending ourselves, we err with our words, we make mistakes with our words.
那么我们要为自己辩护， 我们说急的话， 结果我们就说错了。
As a result, the good work that we have done is spoiled.
那这样子我们好的这个善行呢， 就被毁坏了。
It's spoiled by our words.
就是被我们的话所破坏了。
So we find that Mary passed the test perfectly.
所以我们知道说玛利亚， 她有这个经过这个考试， 而且考及格了。
Because in the process, she actually revealed and disclosed the very nature of God.
因为在这个过程当中， 她把这个神的这个 神的这个他的性情表达出来。
She did not introduce any sort of unrighteousness to her own work.
她没有带进任何的不义， 就是对她所做的工作没有带进任何的不义。
Because she did not sin with her mouth.
因为她没用这个嘴来犯罪。
So she has faith in Jesus Christ.
所以他这个对主有信心。
So he passed the test.
所以他能够考试及格。
Sometimes I've been saying to myself.
有时候我对我自己这样说。
Because I'm a full-time minister, it seems that I have no choice. You know, whenever I'm assigned to do what I have to do it.
因为我是
obviously willingly. Okay.
因为我是前主传道所以呢不管是分派我什么样的工作，我都要做。
Obviously, I'm willing to do it. Okay.
大部分都是我乐意的去做。
Sometimes you know when you do work, you face with all sort of criticism.
但是呢，就是这样做，有时候也是面临各种不同的这个批评。
To me, that is the critical moment. How we keep ourselves calm.
那么那个时候呢，对我来讲是最关键的时候。就是说在被人批评的时候，我是不是能够保持安静的心？
Because if I start talking,
因为我
I may spoil my work.
我开始若是为自己辩护的话呢，我就破坏了我的工作。
My work may be burned up as a result.
那么结果呢，我的工程就被烧了。
So when we do our work for God.
所以当我们为神工作的时候。
Remember this.
要记得这一点。
We don't have to justify ourselves too much.
就是我们不需要为自己来辩解太多。
We must learn to entrust what we have done unto the hands of the Lord.
就是我们要学习把我们所做的交托在主的手中。
Hopefully, by the grace of God, our work can pass through the fire.
那么希望能够借着神的这个怜悯，我们的工作能够经得起考验。
We turn back to 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
我们再回到哥林多前书的第三章。
1 Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多前书第三章。
We read verse 16 and verse 17.
我们读第十六节跟十七节。
Chapter 3, verse 16 and verse 17.
哥林多前书三章十六节跟十七节。
Do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If anyone defiles the temple of God, God will destroy him, for the temple of God is holy, which temple you are.
说岂不知你们是神的殿，神的灵住在你们里头吗？若有人毁坏神的殿，神必要毁坏那人，因为神的殿是圣的，这殿就是你们。
I want to ask you a question.
我要问大家一个问题。
These two verses similar to the one mentioned in chapter 6.
这一段是不是跟第六章所写的有点相同之处？
Chapter 6 verse 19.
就第六章的十九节。
Are they the same?
是不是一样？
Chapter 6, verse 19. Yeah?
第六章的第十九节。
Well, do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own?
说岂不知你们身子就是圣灵的殿吗？这圣灵是从神而来的，住在你们里头，并且你们不是自己的人。
Chapter 6, verse 19 mentioned the word temple.
在六章十九节有提到这个殿。
So does chapter 3.
那么第三章也是提到神的殿。
So my question is, are they the same?
那我问题是说，是不是同样的一个殿？
How will you explain these two passages of the scriptures?
那你怎么来解释这两段圣经？
Do you think they are the same?
你们是不是认为它是一样？
Now, my understanding of this chapter 3, verse 16 and 17 is that the temple here refers to the church collectively.
我自己的了解就是第三章十六节、十七节所说的神的殿呢，这个是这个集体的这个教会而说的。
16 and 17 refers to the workers' responsibilities.
这边就提到这工人他们的责任。
Because if you pay attention to the flow of the chapter from verse 11 onwards,
都是我们读整段圣经从十一节开始。
It talks about building this temple on the foundation, which is Jesus Christ.
就是要建立这个教会的根基它就是耶稣基督。
In verse 16 it says, if anyone defiles the temple, the Bible uses the word defile, defilement.
十七节说若有人毁坏神的殿。
Or in another translation, it says if anyone destroys the temple. of God.
一个就是一个是用这个好像弄脏了或者是毁坏了神的殿。
And then here the Lord, the Bible says God will destroy him.
那么神也要毁坏那个人。
So we must be very careful how we build the temple.
所以我们造神的殿要非常的小心谨慎。
Meaning that when we serve the Lord, we must be very careful.
意思就是说我们做神的工的时候要很小心谨慎。
We cannot just simply do what we want.
我们不能照着我们的喜欢去做。
If we do that, we can even guilty of defiling the temple of God.
因为我们都是照着自己的这个喜欢去做的话呢，那么结果呢，我们就是弄脏了这个神的殿。
And then God will even punish us or destroy us.
神呢，他就会这个毁坏我们或者是惩罚我们。
This is a very important concept.
这是一个很重要的观念。
When we serve the Lord,
当我们服侍神的时候，
we thank God because we have been given grace to serve.
我们感谢神，因为神给我们的恩典，让我们可以服侍神。
We have been chosen to serve and to build His house.
我被神所拣选来建立这个教会。
But at the same time, we must be very careful and we must be cautious with what we do.
但是同时呢，我们对自己所做的要非常的小心谨慎。
So that we will not do anything that to harm the temple of God.
所以我们不会做任何事情来这个破坏这个神的家。
Actually, we can measure the things that we have done ourselves.
事实上我们自己也可以衡量我们所做的这个工作。
Ask ourselves this question.
我们问自己一个问题。
Every time when we have done a piece of work for God.
每次我们为神做了一件工作之后，
Does it introduce peace to the church?
是不是给教会的这个神的家带来的这个和平？
Does it help in uniting the church?
是不是对教会呢能够更加同心有帮助？
Very important question.
这是很重要的问题。
Because the way we do things reflect what is in our mind.
因为我们所做的是表达我们内心的意念。
A person who is spiritual with a spiritual mindset will always reflect in the work that he does.
因为我们我们这个心里所想的就会在工作上表现出来。
So we need to question ourselves all the time.
所以我们要常常省察自己。
We do not want to perish because we serve God.
因为我们不希望我们所做的工结果呢被毁坏了。
Now we turn back to chapter 3.
我们再回到这个第三章。
Verse 18 to verse 23.
18节到23节。
That's why Paul said to the people, do not deceive yourself, let no one deceive himself.
所以保罗对信徒说，这个人不可自欺。
If anyone among you seems to be wise in this age, let him become a fool that he may become wise.
他说你们中间都有人在这世上自以为有智慧，倒不如变为愚拙，好成为有智慧的。
When we serve the Lord, we must not even think that we are clever or smart.
当我们服侍神的时候呢，我们不要自认为这个有智慧聪明。
Even we are very clever, very talented.
就是我们很聪明的话。
And God is always with us.
那么因为有神一直跟我们同在。
And we must not think that.We are very good.
但是不要自认为说我们很好。
This is the attitude in serving God.
那么这个就是服侍神应该有的态度。
And that's why Paul said to them.
所以保罗对他们说。
If you think you are so smart.
说你们都是觉得自己很有智慧。
Let him become a fool.
倒不如变为愚拙。
Meaning that a person cannot be smart apart from Christ.Apart from submitting himself to Christ.
因为除了基督之外，除了完全顺服基督之外呢，我们不能称自己是有智慧的。
Only by submitting to Christ, then the wisdom of God begin to reveal through us, through our work.
只有当我们完全顺服神的时候呢，那么神的智慧就在我们的工作当中显出来。
So Paul was very careful and he knew this very well.
所以保罗他非常的小心谨慎。他懂得这个道理。
So we must do the same as well.
所以我们也要照样做。
Now we look at chapter 4.
那我们看第四章。
I think I'm a bit too slow.
我想我进度有点慢。
What can I do? Yes. So I will continue for another week. So you cannot go back, yeah? Is that what you're saying?
他说照我的进度这样的话，可能一个礼拜之后还在这里。
If I do that, I'll miss my flight.
然后这样子的话呢，我会错过我的飞机的班机了。
Okay, chapter 4.
第四章。
Verse 1 and verse 2.
第一节跟第二节。
Let a man so consider us as servants of Christ and stewards of the mystery of God.
人应当以我们为基督的执事，为神奥秘事的管家。
My version says servants. The Chinese say 执事。执事 is like a title. Not very good. I'm not saying deacon is not good. I said the translation is not very good.
这个中文换作执事并不是很好。
It should be servants.
应该是说仆人。
Let a man so consider us as servants of Christ.
让人以我们为基督的仆人。
It seems that there are two tasks here given.
好像这有两个工作。
The first is the servant of Christ.
一个是做基督的仆人。
The second is the steward of the mystery of God.
然后就是神奥秘事的管家。
And here Paul says you must consider us as servant of Christ.
所以这里呢，就是说，保罗说，我们要认为是基督的仆人。
Meaning that servitude, being a servant, must come first.
所以呢，先要把这个仆人这个的态度表现出来。
So in every work that we do,
所以在我们所做的一切事上，
we must consider ourselves as servant.
我们要认为自己是仆人。
Even though we have given a very special gift or special task to accomplish.
虽然说神给我们特别的这个恩赐来完成特别的工作。
But we want people to consider us as servants.
但是我们要人认定我们是基督的仆人。
I can be a full-time worker.
我不能
I can be.
我可以做一个全职的传道人。
You can be a deacon.
或者是一个执事。
Or a council member or church board member.
或者是教会的这个辅导或者是负责人。
Even though we have been given this title or offices.
虽然说我们有给这个职位。
But we must make sure that people consider us as servants only.
但是呢，我们要让人家只有把我们当作是仆人而已。
Many a time we put our office, our title first.
常常我们把自己的职位放在前面。
We want people to know that who we are.
我们要让人家知道说我是谁。
I'm not saying that this is wrong.
我不是说这样错。
But our mind must be correct.
但是我们的想法要对。
That we are after all only the servants of Christ.
我们至终是又是基督的仆人。
I'm going to tell you not exactly a testimony, but it's not exactly a joke.
我给大家一个。好像也不是像这个开玩笑，或者是说自己的这个见证。
There was one time when I was in Kenya.
有一次我在肯雅的时候。
So I went to a place with a local workers to preach to a group of pastors.
就是呢，我跟这个当地的一个工人对就是说一群的这个这个
牧师。
牧师外教会的牧师来跟他们讲话。
There was an elder from a church amongst them.
那么在他们当中有一个是长老。
So we, when we arrived there, we discussed with them the Bible.
所以我们到那个到他们的场地的时候呢，就跟他们开始讨论。
And then we talk about church organization.
我们就提到这个教会的组织的问题。
So we crack a joke on the elder.
那我们就想出一个笑话就是对这个长老来讲。
I said, can you read Ezekiel chapter 9?
说你可不可以读以西结书的第九章。
When God started his judgment,
当开始神开始审判的时候。
He judged the you know, people on top first.
他是从这个最上面的领导阶层开始审判。
We can turn to Ezekiel.
我们看一下以西结书。
Chapter 9.
第九章。
Ezekiel chapter 9.
以西结书第九章。
We read verse 6.
从第六节读起。以西结书第九章第六节。说要将年老的、年少的，并处女、婴孩和妇女。从圣所起，钱多杀尽，只是凡有记号的，不要挨近他。 于是他们从殿前的长老杀起。
So the slaughter began from the elders.
所以他们是从这长老杀起。
So I crack a joke on the elders.
所以我就对这长老开个玩笑。
I said, better be careful.
所以你要小心啊。
God is going to chop you.
谁要从你开始杀起。
Chop, chop.
这样杀你。
And then after the service.
那么这个祭完会之后。
Then you know some of his members said to him, chop, chop.
那么有些他们的这个教会的信徒就喊说这个杀头。
So he came to me. So this elder came to me.
所以这个长老就来对我说话了。
Hey, look, F.F. John, what have you done?
他说你那到底你开的是什么样的这个玩笑？
You see, when my members call me chop, chop.
你看我们的信徒跟我们讲说要跟我砍头。
It's not exactly a testimony, but.
所以我说这不是一个见证。
But I think it reminds us of the severity of God's judgment.
那事实上这提醒我们，就说神，他的这个审判是很严肃的。
It also tells us that before men, we must consider ourselves as servants.
所以这也是告诉我们在人面前，我们自认为是一个仆人。
Meaning that deep in our heart, we must always think that we are servants only.
意思就是说在我们内心深处，我们就要自认为只不过是个仆人而已。
If we think that we are somebody, then chop chop.
若是我们觉得说我们是高高在上的，那么就被斩头了。
We read Romans chapter 1.
Romans chapter 1.
Yeah, Romans chapter 1.
罗马书第一章。
We read verse 1. Yeah?
第一章第一节。
Romans chapter 1, verse 1.
罗马书第一章第一节。
Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated to the gospel of God.
所以耶稣基督的仆人保罗奉召做使徒，特派传神的福音。
Here, in my version, yeah, in another translation, it says, Paul, a slave of Jesus Christ.
A slave of Jesus Christ. 根据我的翻译呢，就是说这是耶稣基督的奴隶。
Why was Paul called to be an apostle?
为什么保罗被称为使徒？
Because he first considered himself to be a slave.
因为首先呢，他认为自己是基督的奴隶。
So he was a slave before God and before man.
所以在神在人面前，他是一个奴隶。
And this slave has been given an office, a mission to accomplish.
那么这个奴隶呢，就是被这个特派一个使命去完成。
So he was separated to the gospel.
所以呢，他就是被特派来传神的福音。
So we need to understand this.
所以我们要了解这一点。
After we have been baptized into Christ.
在当我们在基督里头受洗之后。
We say we are told that we are slave to the righteousness of God.
那我们就是说呢，我们应该是为着要完成神的这个公义，我们要做他的奴隶。
We are slave of righteousness.
我们就是要。
罗马书第六章讲 slave of righteousness
就是做这个基督的奴隶
So Paul was a slave
所以保罗他是奴隶
But he was called by the Lord to be an apostle
但是呢他被选召做使徒
We read chapter 1 verse 5
我们读第一章第五节
Chapter 1 verse 5
第一章第五节
Through whom we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name
说我们从他受了恩惠，并使徒的职分，在万国之中，要叫人为他的名信服真道。
Here it says they received grace and apostleship.
在这里说受了恩惠，并使徒的职分。
Grace must come first.
这个恩惠要在先。
Come before apostleship.
比这个使徒的职分更前。
We know that in the book of Romans.
在罗马书里头。
What does grace mean?
这个恩惠是什么意思?
To be, for example, under grace, what does it mean?
说在恩典之下是什么意思?
To be free from the dominion of sin.
这个就是说能够脱离这个罪的权势。
And was saved by God.
那么被神所拯救。
And be part of God.
那么成为神的一部分。
Paul understood this.
保罗他了解这一点。
He received grace.
他接受了恩惠。
And then he was given this apostleship.
然后得到使徒的职分。
So today we are the same.
今天我们也是一样。
We are slaves.
我们是奴隶。
And these slaves here have received the grace of God.
那么这个奴隶呢啊得到神的恩惠。
Now we turn back to chapter 4.
我们再回到第四章。
Chapter 4, we read verse 2.
Roman.
No, First Corinthians, so sorry.
哥林多前书那第四章。
Chapter 4.
第四章。
We read verse 2.
第二节。
Moreover, it is required in stewards that one be found faithful.
说守秋仪管家的是要他有忠心。
We look at two verses.
我们看两
two passages of the scriptures.
两个圣经章节。
We turn to the Gospel of Luke chapter 12.
我们回到这个路加福音的第六章。
Chapter 12.
第十二章。
We read verse 42.
我们读四十二节。
Chapter 12, verse 42.
路加福音十二章四十二节。
And the Lord says, Who then is that faithful and wise steward whom his master will make ruler over his household to give them their portion of food in due season?
说主说谁是那忠心有见识的管家，主人派他管理家里的人，按时分粮给他们呢？
Here he talks about a faithful and wise steward or wise servant.
这边提到说忠心有见识的这个管家。
A faithful servant must also be a wise servant.
这个忠心呢也要有见识。
He must be someone who knows how to apportion food in season, in due season to the family concerned.
那么他要这个按时分粮给他的家里的人需要。
What does it mean?
这个是什么意思？
What does it mean to apportion food in due season?
什么意思说按时分粮给这个家里的人。
I think we always have this concept.
我想我们大家都有这个观念。
If the church, for example, has a problem.
比方说教会有问题。
Then you said, oh, we should speak a sermon to address the issues.
那我们就想说我们要讲一篇道理来解决这问题。
This is to apportion food accordingly.
那么这就是所谓按时分粮的意思。
Is that what it means?
是不是这个意思呢？
No.
不是。
If not, what does it mean?
那假如不是是什么意思？
What does it mean? Okay. I don't know how to answer your question.
I didn't hear it.
we are in NATS. 这是不是按时分粮？
按时分粮，按时分粮。
他现在来参加 NATS 是不是？我们是按时分粮。
No, I'm lost. I'm just tired, and I apologize really.
Okay. I think if you read this passage carefully.
都是我们读这段圣经的话呢，我们会同意。
To apportion food in due season means you always give food regularly.
说按时分粮呢，就是说你就是常常的这个分这个粮。
Let's say a family eats three meals a day.
比方说一家人呢就吃三餐饭。
You provide three meals a day.
所以你就三餐照时准备。
This is what it means.
那么这就是这意思。
Meaning that if we can do it all the time,
意思就是说我们常常都有这样的做。
It means that we are faithful and wise servants of God.
那这样我们就是这个忠心有见识的管家。
We do not wait until there's a problem in the church and then we start addressing the problems.
我们不是等到说教会有问题了，那我们要讲一篇道理来面对这问题。
We should apportion the spiritual food to the church accordingly.
我们要常常就是根据教会的需要按时的来准备这个道理。
To feed the church with the word of God.
那么用神的话来喂养这个信徒的需要。
We turn to Matthew.
我们看马太福音。
Matthew chapter 25.
马太福音的第二十五章。
This is more of a question for you to think. Okay?
这是让大家可以思考的啊，这个好的一个问题。
To see if we have been a faithful servant or not, a good and faithful servant.
啊，就来看看我们到底是不是一个啊良善又有忠心的管家。
The two verses we have read this afternoon, 21 and 23.
这个三十一节跟三十三节是我们下午读的。
21 and 23.
21节跟22节。
Here the Lord said, good and faithful servant.
因为在这里主说你是又良善又忠心的仆人。
I want you to read the last part of verse 21.
我要大家读21节的后半段。
Enter into the joy of your Lord.
就是说呢可以进来享受主人的快乐。
Here it says, enter into the joy of the Lord.
所以说是进来享受主人的快乐。
If we have been faithful and good in the work of God,
那么都是在神的工作上，我们是良善又忠心的话。
We find that we can always share in the joy of the Lord.
意思就是我们常常可以这个跟主的快乐一起来同享。
Just like Paul, even though he met with a lot of obstacles and oppositions, you know, he rejoiced always.
就好像保罗他遇到很多的这个考验，很多的困难但是呢，他蛮有喜乐。
Why? Because he has been good and faithful.
为什么呢？因为他一直是良善又忠心。
By being good and faithful, God opened a way for him to enter into his joy.
因为他一直是良善忠心所以神为他开路，让他能够享受这个主人的快乐。
So that he can truly find joy in the work that he did for the Lord.
所以他可以在他工作当中呢找到很多的乐趣。
Even in times of tribulation and trial.
就是在这个这考验这个试探的时候也是一样。
So do we have joy in serving God?
那我们在服事主当中是不是有喜乐？
Especially when we meet with opposition and criticism.
尤其是当我们遇到这反对的意见或者是有人批评的时候。
Let's sing a hymn.
我们唱首诗。
378
首。
down to pray.
我们大家一起跪下祷告，来向神感谢。
In the name of Jesus Christ.